Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JPMorgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got a first in playbook. The Senate Leadership Fund and One Nation will report raising $7.1 million in the third quarter. SLF is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's flagship fundraising arm. The entities have raised $24.1 million this election cycle. Stephen Law said they have $6.1 million in pledges for the fourth quarter and called it their best off-year fundraising they've ever had. A couple of interesting nuggets from my interview with him. Law said that if tax reform happens, Republicans are going to have a blockbuster year. If it doesn't, he said, there is nothing we will be able to do to rescue these members from the hole they will have dug for themselves. On the growing civil war and the GOP and Steve Bannon pledging to get involved in the midterm elections, Law called Bannon a noisy sideshow and recalled how the last time he was involved in electoral politics, Republicans squandered Senate seats, recalling candidates like Todd Akin in Missouri, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, and Sharon Engel in Nevada, who all lost.
It's Groundhog Day. Healthcare is once again dominating Washington. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Senate will start to deal with Trump's decision to stop making subsidy payments to health insurers. Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray, who have for months been working on a healthcare deal, are expected to introduce a new plan within days. Senator Ron Johnson will unveil his own, more conservative-leaning plan. The Washington Post's Paul Kain writes that the partisan clash in Obamacare raises the specter of a government shutdown. We'll see if Democrats use the government funding debate to try to achieve some of their priorities.
Here's something to watch. Trump is having lunch with Mitch McConnell and Vice President Mike Pence today. Trump and McConnell's relationship has hit new lows recently, with the president publicly castigating him on Twitter and his ally, Bannon, going into civil war mode over the 2018 election. The two will need to find a way to work together to not only keep the basics of government working, but also for anything on Trump's agenda to get done. McConnell spokesman David Popp said the two will discuss the fall agenda, which includes completing the budget resolution, passing tax reform to help American families and workers, confirming well-qualified judicial and other nominees, and continuing to provide resources to communities affected by the recent hurricanes.
The New York Times has a pair of stories about the Korean Peninsula. First, they report that the U.S. military is starting drills to evacuate Americans from South Korea, a very scary drill at that. The second story focuses on North Korea becoming a cyber power.
Nancy Cook has a story up on how Trump chief of staff John Kelly is trying to get the administration to fill jobs more quickly. While John Bresnahan and Matt Friedman have an important read on New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's bribery trial, which is facing a critical moment. The judge overseeing the case is deciding whether to dismiss a large portion of the corruption allegations against him. Here's why you should care. If Menendez is convicted and has to step down, Chris Christie, the Republican governor, will fill the seat. The state's gubernatorial election is in less than a month, and the Democrat is favored. Of course, if Menendez is acquitted, he's not going anywhere.
BuzzFeed has a scoop on a new potential landmine for Trump's legal team. Jessica Garrison and Kendall Taggart write that a woman who alleges Trump groped her is seeking all documents from his campaign about similar allegations. Vice President Mike Pence is speaking at a luncheon for Congressman Chris Collins tomorrow, according to an invitation. Collins, a New York Republican, was an early Trump ally. The Trump Victory Fund got six-figure checks from Ron Perlman, New York Knicks owner James Dolan, and Jeff Loria, who recently sold the Miami Marlins to Derek Jeter. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
And now, a special message from our colleague Ben White.
Hi, I'm Ben White, and my new Politico Money podcast premieres on Wednesday, October 18th. So here's the deal. I'll be decoding the biggest moments in economic and financial policy with some of the leading voices in Washington and on Wall Street. We'll have a crazy number of things to discuss. The big tax cut plan, infrastructure, the future of the Fed, and Janet Yellen. So mark your calendar. My first episode is Wednesday, October 18th. Better yet, just subscribe right now so that our inaugural episode will hit your app as soon as it's released. And I've gotten all your emails asking why I don't do a podcast and take the Morning Money style of cutting through the nonsense onto a new platform. So you asked for it, and now you're getting it. All right, maybe it took me a little while to get here, but I'm here now and I can't wait to get started.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.